Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fifth Vital Sign Master Your Cycles and Optimize Your Fertility is an evidence-based health and fertility book by Lisa Hendrickson Jack, a fertility awareness educator and holistic reproductive health practitioner, positioned at the intersection of women's health, reproductive education, and self-tracking. The book argues that the menstrual cycle should be understood as a vital sign of overall health, not merely as a monthly event, relevant only to pregnancy. Its purpose is both educational and practical. It teaches readers how to observe cycle biomarkers such as cervical mucus and basal body temperature, interpret what a cycle may indicate about hormonal and reproductive function, and use that knowledge to support conception, avoid pregnancy naturally, or identify possible health disruptions. The book is designed for women who want a more informed and proactive relationship with their bodies, especially those navigating irregular cycles, coming off hormonal birth control, or planning for future fertility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the menstrual cycle as a fifth vital sign of health. The book's central argument is that the menstrual cycle deserves status alongside established vital signs because it reflects broader endocrine and reproductive health. Rather than treating menstruation as a narrow fertility issue, Hendrickson Jack presents cycle regularity, ovulation, and symptom patterns as meaningful indicators of how the body is functioning. This framing matters because it shifts the cycle from a passive monthly occurrence to an active source of health information. A consistent ovulatory cycle can suggest that the hypothalamic pituitary ovarian system is working well, while disruptions may point toward issues such as stress, thyroid dysfunction, or polycystic ovary syndrome. The practical value of this idea is diagnostic as well as educational. It encourages readers to notice changes early instead of dismissing them as normal. By redefining what counts as a healthy cycle, the book broadens the conversation beyond pregnancy planning and places menstrual health within general preventive care. Secondly, fertility awareness as a method for reading body signs. A major part of the book explains fertility awareness as a structured way to observe and interpret fertility biomarkers. Hendrickson Jack focuses on signs such as cervical mucus, basal body temperature, and cycle timing, showing how these can be charted to identify fertile and infertile phases. The point is not simply to predict ovulation, but to create a repeatable method for understanding the body's hormonal patterns over time. This has two major applications: family planning and health monitoring. For those avoiding pregnancy, fertility awareness offers a non-hormonal approach that depends on observation and discipline. For those trying to conceive, it helps identify the fertile window more precisely than calendar-based assumptions. The book also emphasizes that charting reveals patterns that a single cycle cannot show, making it a cumulative tool rather than a one-time test. Its strength lies in teaching readers to see biology as observable and understandable instead of random or mysterious. Thirdly, how cycle disruptions can reveal deeper health problems. The book pays close attention to the idea that menstrual symptoms are not just discomforts to endure, but possible signals of underlying dysfunction. Irregular cycles, absent ovulation, severe cramps, heavy bleeding, and persistent PMS are treated as clues that warrant interpretation rather than normalization. Hendrickson Jack connects these patterns to common conditions that can interfere with reproductive health, including thyroid imbalance and PCOS, while also acknowledging the impact of stress and lifestyle factors. This approach is important because many women are taught to suppress symptoms instead of asking why they exist. By linking cycle problems to broader physiology, the book encourages readers to think in terms of root causes. It also gives menstrual pain and cycle irregularity analytical value. They are not only quality of life issues, but possible indicators that fertility or hormonal regulation is impaired. The result is a more investigative model of women's health that supports earlier self-awareness and more informed clinical conversations. Fourthly, hormonal birth control, cycle suppression, and transition off the pill. Another major theme is the relationship between hormonal contraception and cycle knowledge. The book explains that birth control can suppress ovulation and mask the body's natural signs, which means a woman may lose visibility into her underlying cycle patterns while using it. Hendrickson Jack does not present this as inherently good or bad, but she does argue that women should understand the trade-off between symptom control and biological insight. This is especially relevant for readers who come off the pill and find that irregular periods or painful symptoms return, often because the original issue was never addressed. The book's practical contribution is to prepare readers for that transition by encouraging them to learn fertility awareness and monitor their cycles intentionally. It also helps reframe the post-pill experience as a return of information, not necessarily a new problem. In this way, the book treats contraceptive history as part of reproductive assessment, which is a more nuanced position than many general fertility books offer. Lastly, Nutrition and Lifestyle as Supports for Healthier Cycles and Fertility, the book goes beyond charting and diagnosis by addressing the habits that can support more regular fertile cycles. Hendricks and Jack discusses nutrition, sleep, stress, and general lifestyle patterns as factors that influence hormonal balance and menstrual health. This is not a simplistic wellness message. It is presented as a practical extension of cycle literacy. If the menstrual cycle is a vital sign, then habits that affect endocrine function become relevant to reading and improving that sign. The book's approach is especially useful because it links daily behavior with measurable reproductive outcomes such as ovulation quality, cycle regularity, and cervical mucus health. Readers are not asked to rely on vague intuition. Instead, they are encouraged to observe whether specific changes correspond to changes in their charts and symptoms. That makes the advice actionable and testable. In the context of fertility, this also helps women prepare earlier, rather than waiting until conception becomes urgent, which is one of the book's most distinctive and realistic recommendations. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women who want a serious, evidence-based introduction to menstrual cycle charting, fertility awareness, and reproductive self-knowledge. It will also be useful for readers dealing with irregular cycles, period pain, PCOS concerns, postpartum changes, or the transition off hormonal birth control. Its main benefit is that it teaches readers how to interpret their own cycle data, rather than treating the menstrual cycle as an obscure or purely clinical subject. That makes it valuable both as a practical handbook and as a corrective to the common tendency to ignore menstrual health until pregnancy is desired. Compared with many books in the fertility or women's health category, it stands out for its strong focus on cycle literacy as a general health skill, not just a conception tool. It is more systematic than popular wellness books and more accessible than highly technical reproductive medicine texts. Because it combines charting methods, health interpretation, and lifestyle context, it offers a broad but coherent framework that readers can actually use. For anyone looking to understand what the cycle is telling them, this is one of the more distinctive books in the field. If you would like to support Lisa Hendricks and Jack, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.